This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. The superintendent for Denver Public Schools says everything from fewer vacations to longer school days is on the table to help students who may have fallen behind during the pandemic. Alex Marrero says the district is going to take time to assess academic progress.
We've had an interruption to our normal way of instructing and learning as a student for 18 plus months. To think that we're going to bounce back in a year, I think is unreasonable.
While students are brought up to speed academically, Marrero says it's important to take care of students' social, emotional, and mental well-being. The Denver Broncos say they'll have a new owner next year. The team could be sold to someone outside the organization, but some news reports suggest that Brittany Bolin, who's the daughter of the late owner Pat Bolin, could take over. Former Broncos player Ryan Harris thinks she's the right person for the job.
But the important thing for the players on the team, for the staff who are looking for long-time stability in the workplace, is that they do have someone at the helm that can direct the ship and create a culture that is for whatever it wants to be known for.
Broncos President Joe Ellis says the situation should be settled by the 2022 season. And Denver set a new heat record today, 99 degrees at DIA. The National Weather Service says that beats the previous high set back in 1876. That was 4 days before Colorado even became a state. You're listening to CPR News.